I'd like to call the regular meeting of council to order on June 8th at 7 p.m. Please rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Vicki, please call the roll.
Councilman Christopher L. Byro.
Here.
President Nancy E. Fellows.
Present.
Councilman David M. Fiebig.
Here.
Councilwoman Jennifer Summers Greer. Councilman Christopher Hollum.
Present.
Councilwoman Janet R. Micah.
Present.
And Vice President John Pushnick.
Present.
First order of business would be the disposition.
Madam President, I'd like to move that we excuse Councilwoman Greer from tonight's meeting.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Hallam and a second from Councilman Byro to excuse Councilwoman Greer from this evening's meeting. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none.
Byro.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pushnick.
Yes.
Councilwoman Greer has been excused from this evening's meeting. The next order of business is the disposition of the journal for the regular council meeting minutes of May 25th, 2017.
Madam President.
Councilman Byro.
Move that council adopts the regular council meeting minutes of May 25th, 2017.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Byro and a second from Vice President Pleshnik to adopt the regular council meeting minutes of May 25th, 2017. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Vicki?
Byro.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Abstain.
Hollum.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
The regular council meeting minutes of May 25th have been adopted. I just received an email from Jennifer that says, I'm very sorry. I am sick and can't make it. I plan on coming, but I just can't make it. So I'll send her a text after. The next is council correspondence, notification minutes, and file items. I will not have the clerk read these. However, they are part of the permanent journal. The next is the mayor's report. Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. President. City Hall has been dealing with numerous complaints about the temporary traffic signal at White and Bishop. With the help of our engineer and ODOT, it seems that the concerns have subsided. Either people found alternative routes. It started on Tuesday when the light was put into motion, and it seems to be resolved as of yet. The completion is about 120 days for the Richmond Heights project, and at that time the traffic signal will come down and the stop signs will be put back up. I encourage council's passage of all ordinances this evening, particularly that to authorize the purchase of a 2017 pickup truck and a 2016 sewer truck and declaring other vehicles surplus. In addition, the fire department has to compare the rates of the ambulance that we pick up the people. We were the lowest out of all the cities, and we took a prudent step to increase it. And I support the finance director's tax budget ordinance 2017, that's 37, which will have a public hearing next week, next meeting. The AFSCME negotiations for the contract, we had a final meeting with the union on June 6th. The agreement should be in council hand probably next week as soon as they type it up. The Lobster Pot has requested a liquor license to operate the a business formerly known as Brindleers. Watch for opening soon, and I hear it's a really good restaurant. This afternoon, I was able to speak at the Willoughby Area Chamber of Commerce, their annual meeting where they have the mayors of all the cities represented by them, and I gave a report on the state of the city. Financially, I told them we may start to encounter problems with our finances because, like in 2014, we had $635,000 in carryover. In 15, we had $1,178,000. 16, we had $1,476,000. And then we started dropping to $1,250,000 in 17. It's nothing to be alarmed about, but we built it up over the time, and we expect to watch our expenses. On the recreation front, our basketball, baseball, and flag football are doing very well. The flag football, if you remember, was a tackle previous to this, and for a year, we didn't have a league because no one wanted to participate, the parents, because of the concussion thing going on. We started flag football, and we had 80 participants last year, so it's really going well. The Gang for Good was the playground in the back. They took an $80,000 playground that they received donated from the city mission in downtown Cleveland, and this is welding class from Willoughby East Lake Schools, and they finished it and erected it, and they took first place in the state for the competition, and they're going to national competition next week. Our service department, we plan to buy the sewer truck is on tonight's agenda, and a pickup truck, and soon snow plow truck. The Pleasant Valley Bridge will go for painting this year. It's about a $140,000 project, and we're just finishing the we met with the engineer last week, and we expect to get that in the works. The fire department, we're in the final stages of the negotiations for the chief. We did the interviews, and we did second interviews, and we're in the process now. We had one retirement in the fire department, so we'll be replacing him, and we authorized three new firemen for 2017. We just had the text for police and fire. Police are going to receive two new policemen. And that was Saturday, and the test results will be here shortly. I talked a little bit about the finances. 60% of our general fund comes from income tax. 8% comes from property tax. When people say they get a large bill, it's mostly because the schools take the biggest chunk of that, but the city only gets 8%. 15% of the revenue is the court revenue, and 6% is local government share. Sewers, we have the sewer rates were reduced this year, and although it may not feel like much, our reduction was almost the increase by Euclid's sewers, so it didn't appear to be much, but it would have been a lot more if we didn't do it. And the building department, we have the building inspector we're looking for. We're in the final stages of getting that finalized, and we'll have some news on that later this week. Congratulations to all the people that took the police and fire applicants on Saturday. 17 police passed the exam, and 26 firemen passed the exam. So once the Civil Service Commission adds a military education and Willoughby Hills part-time service to the scores, we'll create the list for hiring the people. Shred Day is set for Saturday, June 17th, from 9 to noon, and residents may bring up to 5 boxes to shred for free. Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Any questions for the mayor this evening?
Madam President, yeah, I've got a couple questions, concerns. About the road work on Bishop, I wouldn't agree that it's been resolved. One of the things you told us last council meeting was that you denied permission for the large construction vehicles to come down.
Yes.
However, unrelated to construction, there are RTA buses coming down, there's semis coming down, there's a lot of in excess of 6-ton vehicles coming down that road. So in the next 120 days, we're going to suffer serious damage on that road. So I hope we are budgeting for big repair on that road, or else making a detour so that they're not coming through that route. I don't know. I had talked to our city engineer and made suggestions that maybe we could have signs offering alternate routes. I think sometimes maybe some people don't know how to get an alternate route because they may be wanting to go north to Cleveland Heights, and there's no recourse except to go all the way down to Euclid Avenue. And the other direction, they could go down to Rockefeller. I think something should be done to lighten the traffic on that road. It's absolutely outrageous. Residents have to wait a number of minutes just to get in and out of their own driveways. People are driving around them onto the grass. It's not a safe situation.
Okay, we'll look at that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then I also wanted to ask with the State of the City address today, I was looking for some news on our economic development, what's happening with the new purchase up there. I was wondering what is the latest going on with Jay Scott and the projects.
Okay. There is no news yet. The only thing that is scheduled right now is Aspire Health gym. And they have expanded from their certain square footage. They went one half bigger again. So that's all that's going in right now. And they're keeping their plans very secretive. They did all meet in Vegas 2 weeks ago at the national convention, and hopefully some things will come out there.
Okay, so they are for sure, because I know when we had that mayor's meeting before, they weren't quite all in as far as their lease, but now they are?
They are all in.
Okay.
They haven't acquired the Marks LaSalle place yet, but they're in serious negotiations, and they are very positive that they'll get that.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Madam President? Just a couple questions. You had mentioned that you encourage passing for the truck and the sewer truck tonight. Is there Well, I just want to make sure I understand what the urgency is as far as that goes.
The urgency is to get them ordered so that we can purchase them.
So that we can use them yet this year?
Yes.
So it's, okay, thank you.
The one we have to order, the pickup truck, so that could take 3 months. The sewer truck is available within 2 weeks.
Okay. Is that something that somebody else could buy out from underneath us if we wait too long or anything like that? Or
it's very possible,
okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions for the mayor?
To follow up on that point, and it was a good point, I was thinking the same thing, is that especially the one that is available at a discount, have we communicated to them that we are interested in that and we're ready to buy it?
Yes, we have, and I told them we are going to have the ordinance tonight, and it's up to council whether they act on it tonight.
Okay. I understand there was a service meeting on this topic.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so
we were the consensus that you know, when the monies were allocated, we vetted this through a couple different meetings, and it seemed that everyone was on board that to allocate it to waive the three reading rule and pass it tonight.
When we can find a particular deal like that, I am in favor of usually hopping on that, but usually, and as you pointed out, the ordinary course of action is to read legislation three times, which gives us about a six-week window. So we ask the administration to plan ahead and give a council 6 weeks to make sure that we do the research, make sure that we're due diligence on all of the legislation so no surprises come back and bite us at some point. And to that point, if I may, regarding the fees, I'm not in favor of moving that ahead right now, the ambulance fees. We need time to research that because you said we were the lowest. We were not the lowest. And this increase will put us, like, in the top 10% or so. So I want to have a meeting to discuss in more detail, not at the council table right here, but to discuss in more detail why it was proposed to be such a huge jump. I mean, we can incrementally increase this every few years to keep up with the times, but you can either answer this right now, or we can do it in committee?
We can do it in the committee, but it goes with the insurance rates. This hadn't been looked at for several years, and it's only going along with what insurance pays. Mm-hmm. So
anyway, we'll need to take a longer look at it. So I'm not in favor of passing that and some of the others tonight, so we have time to review that. But perhaps on that truck, that's the savings of, what was it, about $56,000? That we would perhaps, I would be in favor of moving ahead with that if we could.
$80,000.
Or 80, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Minimal use.
And by the way, I did attend the chamber meeting today and also heard from, as well as our mayor, from the Willoughby mayor, who has given his final State of the City's address. So it was 26 years, I believe,
yes,
since his first one. And, boy, they really put Willoughby on the map. I mean, that was his theme back then, was where's Willoughby, you know, 26 years ago. And now, you know, boy, they really put it on the map, didn't they? So people all around know our neighbor to the north of us. Anyway, kudos to Mayor Dave Anderson and 26 years of service to his community.
Thank you. Any other questions or thoughts for the mayor? Thank you. The next is the law director's report. Mr. Lobey.
No formal report. Open to any and all questions.
Any questions for the law director this evening? Thank you, Tom. Seeing none, finance director's report. Mr. Brubacek.
Just that, as the mayor mentioned, that the tax budget is on first reading tonight. Request that it not be passed tonight, but it be on first reading. By state law, the tax budget has to be adopted by July 15th. And then the finance director has to file it with the County Budget Commission by July 20th. Prior to the tax adoption of the tax budget, the city is required to hold a public hearing, which we scheduled for the next council meeting, after which the tax budget can be passed. So it could be passed after the next meeting or at the first meeting in July. So I would just request that it not be enacted tonight.
Correct.
And the primary purpose of the tax budget is to demonstrate need to the County Budget Commission for the city's property tax. And the tax budget is based on the assumption that the property tax rates will remain the same.
And Frank, correct, because we cannot pass this on the first reading. It has to be had a public portion first. Also, if you could email us the hard copy that you sent to the clerk, because this was your memo that was on ours, and I'm thinking it was the memo that was attached to last year's, because all the dates on here are for 2016 for 2017. So we have the correct memo. We have the correct information, but not the correct memo.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, the clerk has the hard copy, but when I started reading that, the dates didn't jive. So, any questions for the finance director? Okay,
I apologize. I clicked on the wrong.
I'm sure. I'm sure you did, but I'd like to have the memo that matches the other thing. So.
Oh, and if anyone. I forgot to note that the tax budget, there's two copies, but it's required by law. There's two copies available in the finance department for public inspection. And to make it even easier, the tax budget and the correct memo are on the city website.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry, and I forgot to mention that today the city received a donation from the Cleveland Clinic of $1,752 for the Whisper program. It's the result of the 2016 wellness run that was jointly sponsored by the clinic and Classic Lexus. So you'll be receiving a memo on that as well.
That's great.
Thank you. Okay. Mr. DeFranco, City Engineer's Report.
Thank you, Madam President. We'll be working with Mark Grubis to assess all the streets in the city starting shortly. Our goal is to prepare a priority list with conceptual costs by the end of the year, so we can have a committee meeting and have an idea and a budget for the next maybe 2 to 5 years of which streets we should be looking at. So I'd urge you to keep it in the back of your mind. If there are any problem areas you want to discuss at that meeting. And that concludes my report.
Thank you. Are there any questions for the engineer this evening?
Pete. Just to follow up, you are aware of the Excel spreadsheet that was presented that had some rankings and all that. You've seen that, right?
Yeah, the one, I think it was last updated like 4 years ago, if that's the one you're talking about.
Could be about that long, yeah. But at least it's a place to start.
Correct.
And one of the issues that I think we had on that in reviewing it was, well, what were the parameters that we used to come up with a rating of 8? You know, what was it? How many cracks per square feet or what? You know, so that if I could just share that with you, that
sure.
Some sort of parameter of like why is this rating the way it is?
Right.
You know, some assessment that has is quantifiable in mm-hmm. some way.
Yeah, we try to ODOT has a system, but obviously their system is pretty detailed. It would take, you know, probably 10 times as long. They do count and measure the cracks and the potholes. So we don't go to that detail. We use like an abbreviated system based on that, but it's primarily our judgment by visual inspection of the potholes and other defects.
Mm-hmm.
But it is based on an ODOT system.
Right. And we do have a history of that road and the age of it and things
exactly.
like that, too. And you can track back to was the base redone? Even if it was 20 years ago, maybe it's holding up better, and plus it can help with the estimates that you'd have going forward. How long do you think that'll take? How much do you think that'll cost us to do that assessment?
It should take us a few weeks to do the, you know, the field survey. Then we'll put together, do a little office work, and we're thinking between $6,000 and $8,000.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions for the engineer this evening? Thank you, Pete. The next are council committee reports. I'm thinking that Councilman Hallam, you may be the only one if you want to share
sure.
No, information.
That's fine. I don't have my formal notes. They're halfway done on my computer. But I will just give you the basic conversation that was had. The meeting that we held on Thursday evening at 8 p.m. was to discuss the keeping of horses ordinance, which has not been looked at since the mid-70s, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And so we really just opened up the conversation to discuss, you know,
why we need to maybe look at it, let some residents speak their concerns, and the plan going forward is to look at what other cities around us that have these kind of ordinances have in place, and meeting again a week from today prior to the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to kind of start, maybe have a round table and start looking at what we have around us to see what might make sense for us. That's it.
So the meeting that Councilman Hallen was referring to would be June 15th, next Thursday, and it's at 6 p.m. prior to the city's Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, which starts at 7.
Correct.
Any questions for Councilman Hallen? Councilman Phoebe?
Mr. Hallen, what prompted the debate? Were there complaints or was there some new development?
So last year we had a couple of things that came up. One that came before the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a resident that was requesting permission to put a fence on their property, and part of the plan showed a potential future training facility, and that created a lot of people were very concerned about that. They thought it was I think they thought it was happening then, because there was a for what was really a request to put a fence was blown into over out of proportion, quite frankly. And but it made us realize that maybe we need to look at what the ordinance is currently, because I know Fred at the time had some concerns. There are some things in there. For example, you know, our current ordinance just talks about how much land you need to have up to two horses, and then how much additional for each additional horse. But what it doesn't say is anything with regard to like pasture land. So what if you have half acre of cleared space but 3 acres of land? You could have a lot of horses all confined to a very small acreage. So we need to look at that kind of stuff. There's a new technology in place now with regard to dumpsters for manure and things like that. And we don't have anything in the ordinance that says where can those be placed. You know, would you want one right on the property line 100 feet from your house? Probably not. So those kind of things that we haven't, we're not addressed in the 70s ordinance that we just need to look at and see what makes sense. So, and then we've had some residents that have complained about the very things that I'm talking about, that, you know, they've got a riding facility at the back part of the property where five, six horses are you know, doing their business back there, and then there's a dumpster at the front of their house with the manure in it, and so they're hit either way with this smell all summer long. So we just need to look at that and do what makes sense, because I know the horse people who have horses really want to be good neighbors, but we really don't have anything in place to tell them what is right, maybe. So,
how many do you know, or did you find out how many properties keep horses in our city?
I don't have an exact number. I know of at least four that we have. We have one on 6 between Rockefeller and where LaVera is. We have one that is on 91 up this way. We have one that's near Greylock, and then the one that's here on 6 a little ways near the park there, that where the Red Barn that was redone. Those are the four that I know, and then I think there's one on Rogers Road as well. So there's like four or five that
Rogers
I know of.
And Eagle, I think they don't keep a horse there anymore, but the property is set for it.
Yeah. So not a ton, but we just
over
need
on
to.
White.
I just think we need to put some things in. We need to do our due diligence and make sure that we have ordinance that, you know, is up to date. That's all. Thank you. Anything else?
Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
Just an aside from Mr. Hallam, I shared with Council President. You also got to worry about mini horses. It's a new thing that people are selling them, and you laugh about it. But it's happening, and they're we had one somewhere on Eddie on Bishop Road where they're horses, but they're mini horses, and they're very saleable, and people are doing a business with them, so they have them. So,
thank you. We'll look at that as well.
As if you need something else on that.
Thank
horse
you,
issue.
Mr. Love. We appreciate your diligence in that.
Thank you. Thank you. All righty. Any other council representative reports this evening?
Okay. Madam President.
Councilman Phoebe.
I attended, along with our council clerk, the Ohio Ethics Law training at Lakeland Community College back on June 1st. That was a good experience to be reminded about ethics and, as government officials, how we all need to be cognizant of how we do business for the public and nepotism and how that appearance is in the public. The way contracts are dealt, and the way you conduct business in a governmental setting. So it was a good refresher. It was about a two-hour course. I thought it was well worth the time. It's not an actual requirement, but I do strongly encourage any elected official or any city employee to attend one of these trainings at least once in their term or once at least in the time that they've become a hire here in the city, just to understand that. And, of course, the Ohio Attorney General's office is always available to them for any questions. Susan Wilkie of the Ohio Ethics Commission was somebody that has always said, reach out to me at any time with any questions that you might have about, you know, the title of it is, Can I Do This? So anytime you have any questions, that's a resource that we all have available to us, and I encourage anyone to use that. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Fiebig. Any other council representative reports this evening? Seeing none, the next order of business is public portion. This is an opportunity for the public to come forward to share concerns or thoughts. Sometimes council can answer the questions. Sometimes administration can, and sometimes we need some time to get the information together to get back to you. We ask that you make your time in about 3 minutes, and I will open public portion at 7:31 p.m., and if you come forward, please give your name and address. Cheryl?
Cheryl Ota, 2960 Markham Boulevard. This is probably not the proper place to mention this, but I've talked to Mark Grubish twice now, 2 weeks ago approximately, and about 2 weeks before that, about the street soft shoulder, I guess you would call it, that's at the corner of Parkview and Markham. There's at least a space that's almost 4 feet wide by probably 6 to 8 feet long, that either the snowplow has been in there or something's happened. It's about 6 to 8 inches below the street. As I looked at it this evening, the street is starting to deteriorate. It's falling into the hole. The first time he told me he was waiting for the asphalt companies to open up, and the second time he told me the same thing, and I told him I didn't think it needed asphalt, just needs gravel. It's the soft shoulder. So, like I say, this is probably not the proper place, but I heard that the engineer is going to talk to him about roads and things. Well, this is a repair that I think is past due. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl.
I'm part of the old generation, the greatest generation. I have...
Name, sir, and address.
I'm happy with 90% of my real estate.
Sir, excuse me. Excuse me, sir. Can you... Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. Could you give us your name and address, please? Name and address.
George Brady, Jr., 2445 Sumrack Drive.
Thank you.
I've been here listening to you people for quite a few years, and all I hear is static. I'm satisfied with about 90% of my real estate taxes, like police department, paramedics, fire department, libraries and all. I'm just satisfied with 10%. That 10% is the service department and the school board. The service department, I lived there 11 years, a little over 11 years, and the only time I see the service department is when it snows and when it leaves to pick up. In 11 years, if they spent more than a month on my street, you're lucky. We're lucky. I pay taxes. I like to get a little help. And part of you, congressman, were at my house and I told you about it and you didn't do nothing. All you do is looking for your vote. As far as I can tell, you're useless. And I said to you about the snow plow coming around the street and ripping up my whole lawn. You didn't do nothing about it. The only thing you do is want to get rid of the councilman because of his nationality. That's all you do. And then you try to pick on the mayor, knock him for no reason at all. Because you all want to
excuse
be mayor.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir.
You don't like to hear what I heard. Good for you. The hell with you all.
Anyone else for public portion? Jenna.
Follow that up.
Jenna Bing at 36951 Beach Hills Drive. I'm just a little confused. I actually had seen in the agenda for tonight's meeting that there was memos about horses and all of that stuff. And I guess there was a meeting, but I looked at the agenda. I don't understand why these aren't part of the, like, stated agendas at the regular zoning or planning commission. And because I didn't have any idea that it was going on. You said that public was there to talk about it, but I don't know how I find out that that stuff's going on if it's not as a stated part of the agenda for those meetings. That's my only comment.
Wait, Chris, may I?
You want me to wait till I'm finished business? Or?
We'll finish, and then we'll address everything.
That's where I just am confused when we have these meetings that also have to deal with public portion, but I'm somehow missing some of them, and I try and keep up with them. And I don't see it on the website, or I don't know, maybe I'm just missing things. So not that regular at looking, but that's my comment.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jenna. Anybody else for public portion this evening? All right, I will close public portion at 7:36 p.m. Okay. Cheryl and Mayor may want to join in as well. So Mr. Grubus has been on vacation for the last week or two, 10 days. So certainly we will – Bobby will get that information to him. Okay. Mr. George, I'm not sure, I've never met him before. I'm not sure what the issue is. I think he was on SOMRAC.
Yeah.
So,
do you know the address?
Yeah, the first part of the 2445. I'm not sure about the last number. I was going to look it up.
That would be an address on SOMRAC.
Yeah, so we'll.
At SOMRAC Drive.
Check. Okay. I'm so sorry he was upset. Jenna, so let me just say a couple things and then Councilman Hallam can follow up. So Council has several standing committees, one of which is planning and zoning, and Councilman Hallam's the chairman of that committee. So sometimes information dovetails with the Planning and Zoning Commission of the city that, you know, the mayor appoints. So anytime a chairperson has called a meeting, then that information is given to the clerk, and the clerk posts it.
We have to give notice 7 days prior to the actual meeting date by state law. So the goes out to the newspaper. It goes to administration here. Sharon posts it on the website, and she posts this on the community calendar. And if you click into the community calendar, you don't get a formal agenda, but what you get, and it's state required, you have to announce the date, time, place of the location, purpose of the meeting, and it will be a general topic. So in case of Councilman Hallam, he announced his meeting and the topic or the purpose was the keeping of horses. And then usually if anybody's invited specifically because they can perhaps bring information to the table or add to a discussion, there will be invited attendees. But all meetings are open to the public, and we do give 7 days notification. So it's in the News Herald, you know, most of the time. But Sharon does an excellent job posting on the website and on the community calendar. Hope that helps.
Councilman Hallam.
Covered it.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm trying.
And sometimes, depending on topics and issues, you may not see a standing committee of council meeting often because it's just a matter of what kind of business is going on and what we're dealing with or things like that. So. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Good. All righty. Okay, let's move on to legislation. The first one is Ordinance 2017-32. Vicki, will you read the caption, please?
An ordinance reaffirming the city's commitment with the Lake County Board of Commissioners to participate in the Urban Entitlement Community Development Block Grant, CDBG, program, and for the utilization of funds made available by the Housing and Community Development Act of 1974, as amended, and declaring an emergency.
I will go back to unfinished business after legislation, which I forgot. This one is second reading. We need to pass this by the end of June because it needs to be submitted prior to July 10th. Okay. Next one is ordinance number 2017-33.
An ordinance to declare city vehicles and or equipment as surplus property and granting authorization to sell said surplus vehicles and equipment on the open market upon such terms and at such prices as are deemed most advantageous to the city of Willoughby Hills and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Councilman Biro.
Move that council waives the three-reading rule on ordinance number 2017-33.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Biro and a second from Councilman Hallam to waive the three-reading rule on ordinance number 2017-33. Any discussion on the motion?
Madam President. I just want to say that, in my opinion, you know, when we have these surpluses, the sooner we can divest of them, the better off we are to, you know, use that cash for something that benefits us.
Thank you, and I'm sure that the council agrees with that. Vicki?
Biro.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Beebig.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Lesnick.
Yes.
The three-reading rule on ordinance 2017-33 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilman Biro.
Move the council adopts ordinance number 2017-33.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Biro and a second from Councilman Hallam to adopt ordinance number 2017-33. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Vicki?
Biro.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Phoebe.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Lesnick.
Yes.
Ordinance number 2017-33 has been adopted. The next one is ordinance number 2017-34.
An ordinance authorizing the purchase of a 2017 GMC 3500 pickup truck as provided through the State of Ohio's Cooperative Purchasing Program and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Councilman Biro.
Move the council waives the three-reading rule on ordinance number 2017-34.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Biro and a second from Councilman Hallam to waive the three-reading rule on ordinance 2017-34. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President.
Councilman Phoebe.
I believe this was one that I didn't hear any argument for its immediacy. If there is, I would like to hear that. If there
may
is.
I? Yeah, during the mayor's report, I asked the question about this, and it was as a result of trying to, Mr. Mayor, correct if I'm wrong, but it's as a result of the timing it takes to order this vehicle and get it in so that we can still utilize it this year.
It's also because the model year is ending. You get it, you would order it now and get it maybe in August or September if you're lucky. And if not, we'd have to wait till production of 2018s and the price may go up. We have to abide by their cutoff for ordering.
Okay.
Thank you, Madam President. This was discussed in full in
yes.
your service committee.
We were all in agreement that this was something that we could waive and adopt just for allocation. It was Mr. Grubus's desire that we would do that so we could acquire these in a timely fashion before the winter and get them running.
All right, thank you.
Vicki?
Biro.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Beebig.
Yes.
Greer. I'm sorry. Hallam.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Lesnick.
Yes.
The three-reading rule has been waived on ordinance 2017-34.
Madam President.
Councilman Biro.
Move the council adopts ordinance number 2017-34.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Biro and a second from Councilman Hallam to adopt ordinance number 2017-34. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Vicki?
Biro.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Phoebe.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Lesnick.
Yes.
Ordinance 2017-34 has been adopted. The next one is ordinance number 2017-35.
An ordinance authorizing the purchase of a 2016 GAPVAC combination jet vacuum as provided through the State of Ohio's Cooperative Purchasing Program and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Councilman Biro.
Move the council waives the three reading rule on ordinance number 2017-35.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Biro and a second from Councilman Hallam to waive the three reading rule on ordinance 2017-35. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Vicki?
Biro.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Ebig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Lesnick.
Yes.
The three reading rule has been waived on ordinance 2017-35.
Madam President.
Councilman Biro.
Move that council adopts ordinance number 2017-35.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Biro and a second from Councilman Hallam to adopt ordinance number 2017-35. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Vicki?
Biro.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fabig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Lesnick.
Yes.
Ordinance 2017-35 has been adopted, and I'm sure Mr. Gruvis would thank us.
Yes, that he will.
And the residents as well.
And the sewers.
Yes. The next one is ordinance number 2017-36.
An ordinance amending Part 1, Administrative Code, Title 5, Administrative, Chapter 141, Fire Department, Section 141.05, Emergency Call Fees, Subsection D, Fees, of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Willoughby Hills, repealing conflicting legislation and declaring an emergency.
Madam President, move that we move this into Safety Committee. Is that proper?
I was going to put it in rules.
As opposed to safety?
Actually, it could even go into finance.
Well, I would think safety first, but if that's not the
concern. I think it's more of a finance issue.
Maybe it's just finance? Okay. Well, as you deem.
Okay. I will talk. I will speak to the finance chair, and the chair will speak to the rules chair.
Okay.
And we'll figure it out. So first reading. All right. The last one this evening is...
Can I say first reading to be placed in committee?
Yes, you may. Vicki asked if she can say first reading placed in committee, and I said yes. The next one is ordinance number 2017-37.
An ordinance adopting a tax budget for the fiscal year 2018 for the City of Willoughby Hills and declaring an emergency.
And this will stay on first reading this evening. Let me go back to unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business for this evening? Thank you. The next is new business. For the good of the order. For the good of the community.
Madam President. I'd like to announce a Cleveland Clinic-sponsored panel on opioids that's coming to Willoughby Hills. There'll be a panel discussion over at St. Noel across the street from us on June 28th. Discussion will be this heroin epidemic, and it'll be led by some MDs, Lake County Alcohol, Drug, Addiction, Mental Health, the Adams Board. Executive Director, Sergeant from Lake County Narcotics. This will be from 5:30 to 6:30 for registration and a resource table. And then 6:30 to 8, there'll be a panel discussion, which will include a question and answer session. And this is free. Registration is asked, though, at www.ccf.org, Triple Threat, Willoughby Hills. That's ccf.org, Triple Threat, Willoughby Hills. There's also more information available by contacting Ann Coughlin at 216-692-8969. That's 216-692-8969. This has obviously been an issue that has affected not only Willoughby Hills, Lake County, but the entire nation. And I think the fact that they're coming right across the street gives us all an opportunity to sit in, take a couple hours, and understand what's going on in our communities and understand a little bit more about what we perhaps could do as a city government to help.
Thank you, Councilman Phoebe. Any other announcements for the good community? Madam Councilman Hallam?
I just want to mention, I've heard, because I'm over at the baseball fields quite a bit, Dave, you probably have been over there a little bit maybe too, I don't know, but they took out all the bleachers.
from the baseball fields, which I've had a lot of complaints from parents asking what happened, why are they gone. And I did talk to Mr. Grubis. Our new insurance coverage does not allow that type of setup. They now have to have double wide foot areas. They have to have the, if they're taller than 4 feet or 4 feet or taller, they have to have the fenced backing and down the sides to prevent people from being injured. And they were pretty beat up as well. So for safety reasons and because of our insurance, they all had to be removed. I know that the Recreation Committee is looking at the funds they have to potentially buy the new ones that are required so that we can put those back in.
Thanks. But it is a safety issue.
Until then, bring your chairs.
Okay. Anyone else for the community? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Barrow, a second from Councilman Hallam to adjourn the meeting. There's no discussion on the motion.
Barrow seconded.
Barrow, Hallam.
Okay.
Hallam Byron.
Hallam Byron.
Got it right. I got it right. Okay.
Chris and Chris.
All works.
Okay. Byron.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Stebig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Kwasniak.
Yes.
The meeting's been adjourned at 7:51 p.m. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.